It is time for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our weekly question where we ask kids some fun stuff. You can start a great, fun, healthy communication between you and the children in your life, or just start some great conversations between your friends and family, too. To help ask this question and answer this question with me today, I'm joined in the studio by two key members of our 97.9 The Hill team, Allie Evans and Nikki Harris. Allie and Nikki, how are you guys? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's been a busy one. It's been just kind of feeling like a crazy week with everybody rushing out to get gas and everything else.
I went at 10 p.m. last night.
10 p.m.
I got premium.
All right.
I had to get to work. I had to get to work.
That's. I'm happy you were still able to find some at 10 p.m. last night.
Yeah. I literally was so low on gas that my husband went out looking first. And then he called me and he was like, hey, You can come to this gas station. I was literally, I wasn't just like topping off my tank just to be panicked about it. I literally would not have been able to come into work today.
Yeah, I'm sitting at a quarter of a tank and I'm going to try and milk to the end of the week, I think.
Yeah, well, I live in Mebane, so.
Yeah, way more important for you. Yeah. Way more important for you. And you were able to find some yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, after waiting for a while, but I kind of snuck in through the parking lot side. But I think that helped.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also my light had been on for a couple of days. So
very necessary. Very necessary. Well, I'm sure you are both happy to hear that today's kids' question of the week has nothing to do with gas. Thank goodness.
Great.
It is actually in tandem with the Teachers Rock promotion that we have going on here at 97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro. And our kids' question of the week is, who is the best teacher you ever had? And I want to give you guys some time to think about that, because I don't know about you, but that's kind of a hard question for me to answer. But Allie, for people who might not have heard about what's going on with Teachers Rock, this is a great time for people to ask this question of themselves and then find a way to celebrate what they have done for people in their lives.
For sure. So this is our second annual Teachers Rock promotion. Last year, when everything shut down and people were sent home for virtual learning, we just knew that teachers were missing their students and students were missing their teachers. So we wanted to come up with a way to make people feel a little bit connected and also just celebrate the amazing teachers that we have in our community. So if you go to chapelboro.com/teachersrock, this doesn't have to be a current teacher. You know, we're going to talk about teachers here in a minute that we had 10, 15 years ago. That can be someone who's made an impact in your life, anyone that you think deserves a special shout out. So chapelboro.com/teachersrock. You just fill out the information and we will be sure that the song you want to dedicate to them gets played. And it's a really great promotion and a special shout out. And every teacher that gets a dedication gets a special prize pack. So.
I was going to say, that's a key part of it, too. Yeah. Not only do they get to hear this awesome message from former students, which I'm sure they're going to appreciate, I'm sure they're also going to appreciate the toffee and the coffee that comes
right.
with it, too.
Very, toffee and the coffee.
Very nice added bonus. Well, Allie, do any teachers come to mind for you in terms of the best teacher you've ever had?
I have two stories. One for like a teacher that genuinely impacted my life in a really positive way. And then one that, not in a negative way, but sort of like in a backwards way, motivated me. So my first one, I think the best teacher that I ever had is my junior year Algebra 2 teacher. She stands out to me because she and I are very similar, and I'm going to be funny for a second, but like she came to school put together every day, makeup, hair, perfect lipstick, always looked really nice. And I'm not to say I always have it together, but I saw a lot of myself in her, and she was like a math genius, and I am really good at math, and I didn't discover it until then because I never had a math teacher that I could see myself in and made me feel like being smart was cool and that I could still be who I wanted to be, this like version of myself, and still be really smart and like show off that I was really smart. And she was just a really powerful woman. She never apologized for being smart. And I think that really, like math wise, but also just like life wise, was a transition point for me, because I think that was the beginning of like, I am smart and outspoken and I'm not afraid to be either of those things. So I think that had a huge impact. And then when I was in college, I went back and visited one of my high school teachers. And I wasn't doing that well in college. I was sort of complaining that it was really hard and that it wasn't, I wasn't doing great. And I sort of was making excuses. And he said it without really thinking, but he was like, well, maybe college isn't for you. And I think he meant, like, not everyone's meant to go to college, and that's true. But for me, I went completely the other way. I was like, oh, is that what you think? Because now I'm going to go back to school and not talk to you for 2 or 3 years, and I'm going to come back when I have 2 degrees, which is exactly what I did. So it was sort of supposed to be like a supportive, you know, college isn't for everybody. That's true. College is not a requirement. But for me, it was like a personal goal of mine to be successful in school and graduate. And I did, thanks
fuel
to
the
his
fire.
Like backwards, yeah, backwards motivation.
Yeah, well, those are definitely good reasons, and teaching moments and on two different ends of the spectrum. That's great, Nikki. Turning to you, do you have any teachers that come to mind when you think of the best you've ever had?
Yeah, I also have two. Not to be too long.
I do too, so I think we're good. No.
So my first, well, I'll go in chronological order. But my first one was Colleen Finwall, who was my sixth grade. We called it social studies, but basically like history and geography sort of teacher. And I'd say that the theme between my two teachers is they're both very much have reputations as being like very hard and really pushing you. Both of them, I think, pushed me to like create my own opinions and think really critically about things. And I don't know, I think she was the first, I was like 11, I think, in sixth grade, and she was just sort of the first person who treated me as like a real, or the first teacher I feel like that didn't treat me totally like a child, like more of a real person.
Functioning and, societal being.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she had these like current event quizzes every morning before school that was like very competitive for the sixth grade. And I think she just really did a great job of like encouraging us to be well-rounded, kind, thoughtful people and really informed and smart. So she has always stuck out to me. And my second one was a college professor, so like way further, but he, I took my first class with him freshman year and then took like a bunch of classes with him all the way out, and we still like email a fair amount just to keep in touch. And he was definitely a polarizing figure at my college because people thought he was like a really hard grader, which he was, but I don't think anyone has pushed me as hard. And he also just really took an interest in me on like a personal level and was like kind of a mentor, and so that was really special for me, especially like going to college so far away from home. And
I feel like the theme for yours is that like your learning extended outside of the classroom.
Yeah.
Like these were two people that clearly wanted to like mold you into a great student, but also just like a really well-rounded person.
Right. And that I think that they kind of sent this message that like you as a student and you as a person are not separate identities. They are constantly one identity that you should learn to cultivate that, which I think is a great lesson.
It's great. This question is a good one because it can be interpreted as, okay, who is the best teacher in terms of your favorite person, or who is the best teacher in terms of how they push you and kind of, or their teaching model. I was thinking in terms of my mind, how they push you to become better or push you beyond your expectations or boundaries, but it also could be truly like who is best at presenting material. I had a couple of college professors that are significantly better at the presenting material part in my mind than others. The two teachers I want to highlight really quickly, one was my middle school math teacher. I went to two very, very small schools, very, very small elementary and middle school together, and then a relatively small high school. My middle school math teacher, her name is Danita Moore. Shouts to her because she was excellent. What stands out in my mind for her was that she did push me. I think it was the only eighth grader in my class who decided to take algebra a year early, and she worked with me one-on-one while doing lessons with everybody else. That is amazing. And to teach middle schoolers, I think you have to have the patience of a saint.
Yeah.
So, I mean, props to her for that. The other one is Meredith Light, who is at Brevard High School still. She was my first journalism teacher, and left quite an impact. I think it's fair to say, seeing where I am today.
I realize I'm the one who actually went to school in Chapel Hill. I should definitely shout out that my high school math teacher was DJ Markwood, and she is still local, and she had a huge impact. I didn't even think about it that I should be using names, because I won't name the second one because
sure.
But yeah, it was right down the road at Chapel Hill High.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing the dedications, which starts playing next week. So make sure to get those dedications in. As Allie said, go to chapelboro.com/teachersrock. Can't wait to hear the messages and the songs that people have.
And that can be coaches, too. I know athletic coaches and extracurricular teachers and leaders have a really big impact on people's lives. So don't narrow it down just to in the classroom teachers. I think there's a huge opportunity to share the love for a lot of mentors and coaches and everyone else.
Anything else you want to add, Nikki, for why people should participate in Teachers Rock?
No, I mean, I just think there's no reason why you shouldn't. It's such a great promotion, and teachers do not get enough, credit and recognition ever, I think.
One of our first ones to come in last year was actually my third grade teacher. One of the first ones to stroll in. She's still a teacher. When I was in third grade, it was just a weird full circle moment to happen. So
it's going to be a great time. I have a feeling it could be the case for some of our listeners too, to hear some of those dedications when we start playing them next week. Again, chapelboro.com/teachersrock. Be sure to get those dedications in. And of course, if you are driving around at home or at home sharing a snack with your kid, be sure to ask them this question and see where the conversation goes. We love hearing about your great answers. Share them with us across social media. Tag us using the hashtag KidsQ so we can make sure we see them. Nikki Harris, Allie Evans, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Brighton.